Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice, according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Zelwyn Heide from Redeemer Lutheran Church in Grassy Butte, North Dakota.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Simeon had been waiting for a very long time, waiting to see the Lord's Christ. You see, the Holy Spirit had promised Simeon that he would indeed see the Christ before he died. And so you can just imagine Simeon waiting day after day after day after day in the temple, waiting and praying and praising God and giving thanks and waiting. And there were probably also many children that passed before Simeon's eyes in those days, because the law of Moses in Leviticus 12 required that every mother who had given birth would bring her child to the temple after a certain number of days, 33 for sons, 66 for daughters. And so there were probably many children that Simeon saw, and there were probably many sons that passed before his eyes. So what's so special about this one? What's different about today? And on top of that, Mary, when she brought her offering in accordance with the law, didn't bring the full offering, because the law in Leviticus 12 demanded that a mother bring a lamb and a bird. But in its mercy, it gave the option to substitute instead two birds if she couldn't afford both of them. And so that's what Mary does. She brings the poor offering, the offering of two pigeons or two turtle doves. And so not only had Simeon seen many children go by before his eyes, but now also this one is but a poor child from Nazareth. What's so special about this one? What's so special about today? Well, today is the day that the Holy Spirit revealed to Simeon that the Lord's Christ had come. The Holy Spirit spoke to Simeon and said, "This is the one. This is the one you have been waiting for. This is the one long promised. Go to him. Proclaim to everyone around you who he is." And that's what Simeon does. Because this poor child from Nazareth, dear Christians, kept the law perfectly. This poor child from Nazareth, even from birth, even when he was a little baby and could hardly do anything for himself, was keeping the law of God in our place. And so this poor child from Nazareth was circumcised on the eighth day in accordance with the law. This poor child from Nazareth was brought to the temple 33 days after he was born in accordance with the law. This poor child from Nazareth would grow in wisdom and in stature before God and before man in order that he would fulfill the law of God. And he did fulfill it. He fulfilled it perfectly in our place, so that this poor child from Nazareth would die on the cross, rise again on the third day, and now sit on the right hand of God in majesty, in glory, and in power forever. Because his holiness is now our holiness. His obedience is now our obedience. And this poor child from Nazareth, dear Christians, is our life, because he is our Savior, the one who was named from before he was born in the womb by the angel, and his name is Jesus Christ. Rejoice knowing that he has come and obeyed the law and kept it perfectly for you.
We thank Pastor Zelwyn Heide from Redeemer Lutheran Church in Grassy Butte, North Dakota, for today's meditation on God's Word.